This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Yesterday, the city of Bethel held a second educational session for unvaccinated city employees to learn about the COVID-19 vaccine. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports that unvaccinated workers are starting to decide whether they'll quit, get fired, or get vaccinated.
Dr. Coleman Cutchins led the session. He's a pharmacist and infectious disease specialist with the State Department of Health and Social Services. He gave unvaccinated City of Bethel employees a presentation about the safety, efficacy, and development of the vaccine. He also answered their questions. Some were technical. At several points, city employees requested that Cutchins draw illustrations of what happens to cells after getting a COVID-19 vaccine or the COVID virus. His drawings of cells infected with the virus showed the virus exploding the cells. His drawings of vaccinated cells showed the mRNA of vaccines depositing a harmless protein on cell walls to fight off COVID-19. This is the second such educational session provided by the City of Bethel since it announced its vaccine mandate for city workers last week. The mandate is due to take effect next Monday. Some employees have requested more time to learn about the vaccine and an extension of the policy, while some have said they want to renegotiate the policy from the ground up. Since the city announced the mandate, one employee has resigned. Another employee, police officer Skylar Smith, says he's received a religious exemption. He says his religion is opposed to the vaccine's testing on decades-old aborted fetal cell lines. Dr. Cutchins said that while the vaccines were tested on these cell lines, the vaccines do not contain fetal cells. Cutchins also said that most food additives and medications that have been developed in the past 30 to 40 years have been tested using these same cell lines. Officer Smith says he avoids all medications and has signed an affidavit with the city saying he'll never again take medications that have been tested on fetal cell lines, including medications like Tums, Benadryl, and Tylenol.
I try to use as much as herbalistic medicine as possible.
Yet another employee who attended both educational sessions says he feels like he understands more about the vaccine now, but he still won't take it.
No, because I still love my wife. She'll leave me, or I gotta leave her.
Jimmy Bones says he and his wife discussed it the night prior.
Wife, job. Forget about the job, I'll keep the wife.
Bones has been maintaining Bethel streets and roads for 14 years. He just turned 62 years old, and he won't be able to keep any city benefits if he quits or is fired.
For the tier that I am, no. I more or less have to take my money and run.
Bones says he's not the type to just sit around, so he'll have to look for another job. City Manager Pete Williams, who authored and signed the mandate, says he does not intend to alter the mandate or its deadline. Williams says the city will have a better idea of how many employees it will be retaining on Friday. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Continuing our COVID coverage, COVID-19 cases in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are rising. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation reported 264 new COVID-19 cases in the region over the past week. YKHC also reported 3 new hospitalizations and 1 death due to the virus during this one-week period. This is 50 more cases, or a 5.4% increase in cases in the region compared to the previous week. Across the YK Delta, 74.6% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated against the virus, according to state data. That's a 0.9% increase from last week. Statewide, there were 5,699 cases in the past week. During that time, the YK Delta made up 4.6% of the state's new COVID cases. Lastly, this evening, get to know the Bethel City Council candidates. KYUK is holding its annual Bethel City Council Candidates Forum from 6:30 to 8 p.m. We've invited the 6 candidates running for the 4 open seats on the Bethel City Council to participate. KYUK's forum is an opportunity for you to hear the candidates address issues and answer questions important to Bethel. Tune into the live forum this evening from 6:30 to 8 p.m. right here on KYUK 640 AM. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.